Hello?
Yes, hi. Am I speaking with Margaret?
Yes.
Hi, Margaret. My name is Shira. I'm calling you from Family First. How are you doing today?
Okay.
So we just got some information. I believe you spoke to someone from our company. You're looking to apply for Maximus with the help of your son, who will be your caregiver.
Yes.
So, my name is Shira. I would be the enrollment coordinator for you, help you walk through the process. Were you able to start the process a little bit? I see that we provided the IEB number for you to get started.
I don't know if I want to do that, actually. I'm going back and forth on
Okay,
that
do you have
one.
any questions?
Well, I actually do. And she was saying something like, it would have to be for helping me to wash, stuff like that.
To
That's
help you
not,
what?
like, the baths and all that stuff.
Okay.
That's not going to be included in what he would do. So much for daily, of course, living. That's
That's the only thing I
the only thing that's not necessary to
Well, that you don't have to
do.
worry about yet. That's not a concern. Right now, what our concern would be is to try and get you enrolled with the services, and then what he would help you with, that can be discussed at a later time.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't really, come into play right now. The only thing we would want to start you with is start with the enrollment process. It does take some time, but like I said, I'm your enrollment coordinator. I'd walk you through it. Any questions, concerns that you have, it's my honor to help you out with that, okay? So,
Okay.
did you schedule an assessment with the IEB yet?
No.
Okay, that's the first step in the process. As the agency, we can help you as much as we can, but really a lot of it is about following up on your end and also, making sure that things are moving along with what you can do. So I don't mind calling in with you right now to the IEB. They're going to try and schedule your first assessment, and then I'll walk you through the continuation of the process, okay?
So continue with the IED.
The IEB, yes, the independent broker. They're going to give you an assessment to see if you can have the services. After that's completed, you are going to have to fill out a doctor's form. I'll tell you a little bit about that in a minute. And then the county assistance office needs to see if you're financially eligible. We have hundreds and hundreds, thousands of, people in Pennsylvania who go through this process and get the help they need, and it's really something that elevates the quality of their life. So, that's a little bit of what you can expect in the process. Okay?
Right, because I am on Medicaid and Medicare. They have my financial information.
So sometimes, no matter what information they already do have, they still were going to re-request. But like I said, I'm here to assist you through that, and you're not alone in doing it, so you're not going to be overwhelmed with paperwork or anything like that. Okay? We usually take the brunt of that. That's what the agency is for. But, it's just the only thing is you just have to show up to the assessments. These assessments are done to see if you qualify for the services. And,
So the assessment is part application that has to
no.
be filled
So,
out.
no. So, the assessment is just somebody's either going to give you a call. I'm not sure if they're going to come down for a half hour or give you a call for a half hour, just ask you a couple questions about your condition, and the reason why you want the services. And then after that, you're going to have to get a doctor to sign off on some paperwork. After that, it's all things that we work with you in the time.
All right, so first things first, I'm going to call this IEB back
IEB.
again.
Yeah, no, I can either call in with you or you can call in yourself, get the assessment scheduled, give me a call back, and then I can walk you through the continuation of the process. How would you
All
like to
right,
go about this?
do you have a number, a direct number I can call you?
Yes, let me give it to you. Bear with me.
Okay.
My number is, let's see here. They keep changing it on me. All right, it's 267-551.
267 551
7419.
7419. That's direct.
Yeah, no. And then I believe extension is 110. I'm sorry. I apologize. My extension is 119.
Okay, and your name?
My name is Shira, Shira. I'll be your enrollment coordinator at Family First.
Coordinator, okay.
Alrighty.
All right, sounds good.
Now, do you
All
have the
right.
number to the IEB or should we call in together?
Yeah, I have it. I have the number.
Okay, just confirm it with me real quick.
Okay. The 877-550-4227.
Beautiful.
That's the number I dialed.
Beautiful. Okay, so just give me a call back. I hope to hear from you today. Let me know where we're up to, and then I'll continue the process with you.
What time would you be there till?
I'm gonna be out after 4, so you can try and call me between then. You can also text me at this number that I called you at, 7419. Just tell me your
Okay.
name and tell me if you have it scheduled, okay? And I'll respond. That's also a quicker way for me.
Okay.
All right. You got
All
it?
right, thank you.
My pleasure. Be well.
Thanks.